The Chabur this week is sponsored by Miriam and Yair Frankel in memory of Yair's grandfather, Mordechai Moshe Yehuda, and Hashem Shadav and Aliyah.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shal Koach for coming. So tonight, like I mentioned, it's a complicated topic, and it might be longer than the usual time. We'll see how long and how much we can survive. The first topic is a short and a nice topic that it's going to be introduction for the next topic. They didn't sfog sheyesh lo beit achiza. Sponge with a handle, that's the correct translation. So we have in the... So... The Gemara in Shabbat in Kuf Mem Gimel, at the end of the Mishnah, Sfog, im yesh lo or bet achiza, mekanchin bo, v'im lav, en mekanchin bo. Chachamim umurim, ben kach ben kach nital b'shabbat v'no mekabel tumo. So it seems like there is a sfog, a sponge, that if it has a handle, you're allowed to clean the table and absorb even liquids. And what is the Bet Achiza exactly doing? So we have a machloket rishonim here. The Rambam in Perek of Bet writes, "Ve'en mekanchim besfog, ela im ken yesh lo Bet Achiza shelo yischot." So it sounds like the Rambam held that the reason that sfog, when it has Bet Achiza, it's okay because it's most likely that it's not going to psik reisha. If he doesn't bet, it doesn't have Bet Achiza, when you hold the sfog, it's 100% that it's going to squeeze a little bit and it's going to be psikreshe. But if it's it has bet achiza, so it's maybe not. So davar sheino mitkaven, it's fine. The Ravid writes, "Asagat haravad ven mekanchim besfog alem ken yesh lo bet achiza shelo yischot." Amar Avraham Tzarfatim, that Rashi also, it's like the Rambam, mefarshim ken. "Vekasheli ki yesh lo bet achiza maya ve'i efshar lekinuach belo schita." The Ravid understood that it's not going to help you. It doesn't matter. If the problem is that when you clean the table, when you, even if you're going to have a handle, squeezing, it's going to squeeze. So Bet Achiza seems to be not a good solution for Psik Reish, at least according to the Ravid. ואני אומר, כיוון שיש לו בית אחיזה, אבל כצלוחית מלא המים, שמריק ממנה המים. אבל כשאין לה בית אחיזה, אבל כבגד ואסור לסוחתו. So the Ravid says like a tremendous chidush. It's very hard to understand what exactly does he say. But he seems to say that when you put בית אחיזה on the sfog, it gives it like a different definition. It's like tzluchit. So although it's going to absorb and you're going to squeeze, it's not going to have the definition of schita. Why? So the way that I understood it, and I got reinforced like chizuk, that's the right from the Chazonish. We're going to see it later. Although I have a hasaga on the Chazonish about that, hopefully we're going to see that. The way that we understood the melacha of dash, at least to according to many poskim, many rishonim, is that when liquid come into, I mean, we have the normal disha of zetim v'anavim that you squeeze, you create liquid out of solid. But we also have the din of kvashim v'shalakot. And kvashim v'shalakot is external water that came into an item. And squeezing it is still considered disha if you need the liquid that comes out. So the Ravid seem to understand that when would we say that the liquid that is absorbed in another item is qualified to be considered dash is when the liquid that came into it, you wanted the liquid to go there. When you cook the kvashim or the shalakot, the normal way is that it absorbs liquid. The liquid is mitbatel towards the item that it's absorbed in. So it's considered one item. Now, if you squeeze it, you basically separating liquid from solid because it's considered solid until you squeezed it. It was mitbatel towards the item that it was absorbed in. As opposed to sfog, that when you put bet achiza, you basically miyached this, no, yichud is for mukze, here is for deoraita level. when you miyached the sfog to absorb and squeeze, you're basically saying that the sfog is not something that needs to be absorbed. You're not trying to absorb anything to stay there. The purpose is just to transfer the liquid from here to there. It's not really absorbing in order to stay. And that's why squeezing it out would not be considered melechet disha, because melechet disha is only when you transform solid to be liquid. In this case, it was never been solid. It was never absorbed in order to stay. That's the only understanding that I can say in the Rivet. Otherwise, I don't have any understanding.
Why would
you need basic piece at all then? So it's true. So originally, I mean, the Rivet said, logically I would say sfog no matter what. If you know that that's the reason that you have the sfog is just to squeeze in and out, midoraita, you don't need bet achiza. It's just a requirement mid rabbanan to have bet achiza, to be miyachedet for that, to make sure that it's like a keara, that everyone would know that. It's like a marita ayin issue. But in a chinami, that the Rivet is moide, that midoraita, if you miyached this fog, and everyone, and you know that the liquid that comes in, it's never to stay, in a chinami. The bet achiza is just a requirement mid rabbanan lichora. So that's regarding to bet achiza. And we're going to see bet achiza soon, a lot, with the psikei shel Lo Nichal, and we're going to see that we need the Rivet to mesuchet the nizaita also. Now we can start talking about Mesuchaita Zenizaita. But the Rivet by itself is chida. It's like difficult to understand. I think the pshat I said, it's like makes sense. But lemais, it's still not enough, because we see Rashi and the Rambam seems to hold that it's not the case. And they argue with that. So the question is, how much would we take from the Rivet la'alacha? That's another question. Even if we have a pshat in the Rivet, it doesn't mean that we're going to paskin like the Rivet. We might be metzar if the Rivet lemaisa, and we're going to see that.
The lashon of havali kebeged.
Kekara, kemerik mikli lekli.
He says that it's, if there's no beis achizo, so it's havali kebeged. Maybe it does for the sofer. So
kebeged. No, he said like if it doesn't bet achizah, it's not nikar that it's miyochad.
As opposed to like a food item that you're squeezing. So beged.
Beged is there is a squeezing in beged, or libun, or disha. But it's normal. It's normal to squeeze when you have what?
Maybe it's not, but it's malabing then.
Yeah, he just want to say that when you have bet achiza, it's not going to cause any confusion. You're saying that it's mamash like deoraita sounds like.
No, maybe having bet achiza, it's not deoraita. It means it's not a bet.
Both. You need to avoid both. You need to avoid dash, and you need to avoid melaben. So for melaben issue, you need to be miyachedet that you don't care about cleaning it. So when you miyachedet to be a sfog, you also don't care about cleaning it, because you don't care about it. You just care about moving the liquid from place to place. But you can ask the same question. So if I don't care about this item to squeeze it, eno makpid el libuno. So there is no libun about it. So the bet achiza is just like a requirement mid rabbanan. Otherwise, I don't have. Whatever svara midoraita I'm going to say, lichora betach is going to be a requirement mid rabbanan. But you're right that I should have explained also the libun part. We didn't get into the rishonim that discuss the Rabbeinu Tam, that any squeezing has two elements of libun and disha. We didn't speak about it like yet, but all of you know it, so. So now let's discuss a little bit the second topic and the third one. It's combined together because they're going hand by hand, this whole sugya. Mesuchaita Denizaita and Psikresha Delo Nichala. These two topics, a little bit confusing and very, very fundamental for all of Dine Shabbat. It's not only here. This is one of the major places that the Poskim discuss it, but we already discussed it a little bit in the beginning of Shin Yud Aleph, and we will mention that again, Bezrat Hashem. We discussed a little bit on Tzeda also. So we see it in many cases. The Gemara in Shabbat in Kuf Yud Aleph, ואמר רב שמעי בר אחי משמע דרבה מסוכריה דניזיתא אסור להדוקה ביום התאווה. You're not allowed to put in the barrel, what do you call it? I don't know, knob or peg or it's like a piece of wood surrounded by a plug, surrounded by a mukhin, what do you say?
Cloth.
Cloth. It's not, cloth is like fabric more like.
Yeah.
It might be even not a cloth, it might be not arug even, it might be just like tzemach gefen. But yeah, matters or whatever. So this type of plug, you're not allowed to put it in the barrel on Yom Tov and Shabbat also. And the Gemara said, "Bayi afilu Rabbi Shimon mode, de'abai v'rav adam mitravai, mode Rabbi Shimon b'psik reshev lo yamut." So, first of all, we need to understand what is the issue, and what's obvious in the Gemara here is that it's a psik reshe. So, Tosfot, the first one on the page, raised a couple of issues, so I'm going to go quickly on the point that Tosfot mentioned. The first of all, Tosfot discuss when are we concerned about chashash schita, maybe a person going to squeeze. So we bring that by mesananin tayayin, we don't have the chashash because you're not makpid. So anywhere that you're not makpid, we're not going to create a gzeira, maybe you're going to squeeze. But then Tosfot says the two elements that we're going to discuss more in depth. Aval mikol makom, do you see the third line of the bold part in the second paragraph in Tosfot? Aval mikol makom asur lischot dechisachtu lemitlaben abeged ktsat ve'ave mechabes o mishu mefarek kmo sochet zetim ve'anavim. So Tosfot already mentioned the idea that any schita has to do with two melachot. Or the melacha of melaben, if it's going to clean the cloth that you're squeezing, you're going to have to do with the melacha of melaben. And even if it's not going to clean the cloth at all, you might be over on isur mefarek. So Tosfot just mentioned it like briefly. It doesn't discuss in depth. We're going to see soon in the Rishonim a lot more information. And then Tosfot says that the Gzera Shema Yischot also does not apply when there is a mitzvah. That the second paragraph is the mitzvah Shani. When you go in Lidvar Mitzvah, we don't have the Chashash Shema Yischot. And then Tosfot discuss the din of Shriyato Zekibuso. Shriyato Zekibuso is whenever you put cloth into water, that by itself should be asur, because just soaking the fabric in water by itself should be an isu. So Tosfot says, and that's another chidush that we're going to have to discuss Bezat Hashem in length in Siman Shin Aleph. So that's many Rishonim hold that only when you have dirt on the cloth, then just putting it in a bowl of water or in a bucket with water, even if you didn't touch the fabric, it's going to be an isu because it's the beginning of the process of the libun. And then Tosfot bring the Sefer HaYashar. We don't say Shriyato Zekibuso when the normal way of doing it is like Derech Lichluch. Like when you dry your hands on the towel, you can say that you're cleaning the towel. Although you're basically putting water into the towel, but you're doing it Derech Lichluch. You're making the towel dirty. So we're not going to apply the rule of Derech Lichluch. So although it's not very relevant to what we're saying, but we should know these concepts a little bit of them when we discuss Libun and Kibbutz. And then Tosfot at the end, at the last Tosfot, at page number 3 on that on top, Tosfot differentiate between the case that we were not allowed. We said Loliaduk Inish Udra Puma Deshisha. We mentioned that in the previous shiur that you're not allowed to put a piece of cloth on the top of the shisha. Shisha is like a vessel that has oil in it. So the Gemara said, just don't put it tight. But if you put it not tight, it sounds like it's fine. So Tosfot says, it's not a psik reisha there, and by us, It is psikesher. So he says, there it's not so tight, so it's not a psikesher. אבל לאחר שהוא בצד הגיגית בולה הרבה וגם מעדכו בחוזק כדי שלא יצא יין ואהבה לפסיק רשע. So by us, we're talking about a plug that it's on the side of the gigit, and you by definition have to make it tight because otherwise it's not going to do the job. So since you have to do it tight, by definition you're going to squeeze the wine out of it when you plug it in. So Tosfot assume that the plug that we're talking about is the plug on the side of the chavit, and we can assume that the liquid that's going to come out of it is going to drip on the floor, lechova. Now, Tosfot in Daf Kuf Gimel, that's a very famous Tosfot that all of us should know, if not by heart, at least like the concept. Tosfot discussed the Gemara that bring the... That's the main machloket between the Aruch and Tosfot. The Gemara in Shabbat in Daf Kuf Gimel says that if you collect pieces of chips of wood from your friend, from your neighbor backyard, you're not going to be over on Yisur Choresh. But if you do it in your own property, you're going to be over Yisur Choresh miyapeh et hakarka. You're cleaning the ground, so it's part of the melacha of Choresh. So why when you do it in your friend's house, it's not going to be psik reshe? And you're not mitkaven to clean his backyard, but you are. So you're not, because you're not benefiting from it. So lechora it sounds like psik reshe de lo echpat le is not a problem. So that's where the Aruch, one of the places that the Aruch got his ideas. Peresh ba'aruch de psik reshe de lo nicha lekegon de kavit be'ar de chavre lekegon be'acher she'eno avo ve'akotetz ba'eret b'shat mila she'en lo hana'a מותר לכתחילה, ואפילו איסור דרבנן לקה. Meaning, you could have argued that the Gemara just wanted to say that when you do it in your friend property, you're not going to be over איסור דאורייתא, but it doesn't mean that you, it's מותר לכתחילה. The Aruch took it all the way to the other 180 degrees to say that it's even מותר לכתחילה. And now, to our case, because of his svara, התיר רבי, חבית שפקקו בפשטן להסיר הפקק ולמשוך ממנו יין בשבת אף על פי שאי אפשר שלא ישחות כשמסיר הפקק והפסיק רשא כיוון דאינו נענה בשחיתה הזאת שהיין נופל לארץ מותר. So based on this approach, exactly our case, he said if you want to close your barrel with the cloth on top of the plug, it's fine. What are you going to say? It's going to squeeze the wine out. The wine goes on the floor. It goes for... It's a waste. So I'm not getting any benefit from the melacha. So it's going to happen for sure, but it's I'm not going to get any benefit from it. So it's mutar lechatchila. So, by the way, so what is the Aruch going to do with the Gemara by us? So we're going to see in the Ramban that it's discussed when it's on top, that when you squeeze it, the wine is going to go back to the barrel. And then you're going to get benefit from it. But now Tosfot continues, and he argues with the Aruch. He brings a couple of melachot. I'm going to read the Ramban, because the Ramban summarized the major sources. And the main way that Tosfot understood the sugya, Tosfot says, you know what, the Aruch, maybe you're right that it's not asur midoraita, but it's still asur, and that's the way that the Tosfot explained the Gemara. He said that the Gemara just came to say that it's not asur midoraita. And at the end of Tosfot bring one of the rayot of the Aruch was memaet anavim biyom tov. What is memaet anavim biyom tov? You have hadasim, and if the hadas has more berries than the leaves, it's pasul. So if you're going to take the berries out, you're going to kasher the hadas. So you're not allowed to kasher the hadas in Yom Tov because you're metaken mana. But the Gemara said that if you have another hadas that you already set up for your lulav, you don't need the second hadas. So then you're allowed to be memayit the second hadas. But you're creating a kli. So you don't need it, you don't benefit from it. So that's psik reshe de lo nichale or lo echpat le. Why would it be mutter? So that's another proof for the Aruch. So Tosfot says, at the end of Tosfot, מי יש לומר דאותו תיקון מועד כמו מיעוט ענבים דלא אסיר אלא מדרבנן לא גזרו חכמים כשאינו נהנה. Tosfot says metaken mana. In this case, it's only the Rabbanan. So in this case, the Aruch, I can be moed to the Aruch. So you see, the Tosfot themselves already thought about the concept of psikah shedronicha lebed Rabbanan, and they said it's fine. If you remember the poskim that we mentioned in the beginning of Shin Yudaled, we saw that many Ashkenazi poskim are not taking this lalacha. They limit the derabanan also. They said it needs to be two derabanans. So, just to have that in mind, it's a Tosfot. This Tosfot is chashuv, important, and everyone should know about it. Now, the Ramban bring the two machlokot that we basically discussing. He bring more in depth, and I wanna just briefly mention a couple of sources that the Ramban brings, and like expand a little bit the talk about the machloket between the Aruch and Tosfot. So we mentioned the sugya in Kuf Gimel, when you're doing yipuya karka, cleaning the ground in your friend's property, and the sugya in Sukkah. Now, there is another source by Kutzetz Baheret, the Gemara in Kuf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara said that if the father can do the bris for his son, although he has a tzarat in his brit. And the Gemara said, V'idi ka'acher li'avid acher, de'lo nichale. So the Gemara asked, why wouldn't somebody else do, because somebody else doesn't get benefit from it. So the Gemara said, so I mean, from the Hava Amina, you see that the Gemara assumed that if somebody who doesn't get benefit do it, you get, it's fine. So that's another source for the Aruch. And the third source, now it's like the fourth, very interesting topic that I don't know if we're going to discuss a lot, but keep it in mind. Mochrek sut mochrim kedarkam. It's a famous braita. It's in the Gemara in Shabbat, in Kaftet, I think, and a couple of other places. If you're you sell garments, and you sell to, let's say you sell to goyim also. So you have garments that are kilayim, and you want to put it on you when you go outside. So you wear a couple of them, or you put it on top of your shoulder or whatever. So you're allowed to sell kedarko, as long as you're not mitkaven, b'chama mipnei chama u'b'gshamim mipnei gshamim. So the Aruch brings that like a raya, that although it's psikresha, that you're going to get benefit, since you're not mitkaven, it's fine. So just pay attention that we're not talking about Isur Shabbat, we're talking about Shar Isurim, and that's a tremendous chidush, that the Aruch is saying what he's saying, not only for the purpose of Shabbat, he's saying that for the whole Torah. And it's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. You're going to see that not everyone agree with that. If you saw the Rosh seemed to say the opposite, and the Rosh seemed to contradict himself. Because in some places he writes that the Aruch wrote it for the whole Torah. We're going to see maybe briefly. And the last source is the Gemara of Metzaref. That's also a very famous Gemara that we should like... every Tosfot that discussed the Metzaref. Metzaref... The Gemara tells us in Yuma that when the Kohen Gadol used to do all the tevilot in Yom Kippur, they used to heat up balls of metal and throw into the mikveh. Now, it hits it like maybe not hit, but like the frost, like mafshir, makes the water to be not so cold. And during the process, the metal itself become over. Tzeiruf. The metal become from boiling hot to cold, so it's melacha of tzeiruf. And the Gemara said, "V'alo metzaref." Afilu tema shegi al tzeiruf, davar sheno mitkaven, but it's psikresha. So again, and then by Misuchah de Mizaita, he said that the Aruch said that it's on top, so you're gonna get the benefit. Now the Ramban himself argued with him. Bezos vara lo iskim al dati. So the Ramban have a couple of chidushim. Interesting chidushim about hadas, the concept of hadas to be tikkun. He says that the definition of hadas to be tikkun is depend on the person. It's not in the item itself. So when I have a hadas to take berries from another hadas, doesn't mean anything. It's not that it's a tikkun, but I don't get hana. It's not a tikkun at all, because the tikkun depends on the... He said like a phrase, it's like you're taking the berries from the hadas in Pesach. Well, it's nothing. It's the definition of tikkun is only when it has meaning for you. If it doesn't fix anything for you, it's not anything. And then he discussed a little bit about Choresh. He's trying to be Mechadesh Pshat, and then he says that he saw in Yerushalmi that it's not. So he said, Lemaise, that's Asumi the Rabbanan, like Tosfot. And then he says about Kil'aim, he says that the Pshat by Malbush, he basically admits to the fact that the Aruch said what he said, even for Shari Surim. He just said that by Kil'aim, the Isur of Malbush is only when you're enjoying it. When you're not enjoying the Malbush, it's not considered Levisha, it's not considered... It's not Betorat Levush, to begin with. If it's not Betorat Levush, when you're not benefiting anything from the garment, it's not Levush at all. So it's not considered Levisha. And Ashashiyot Shel Barzel, the story in Yuma, he says that it's only before... Before the Gemara knew about the concept of Moder Rabbi Shimon B'Psik Reisha V'lo Nichala. Moder Rabbi Shimon B'Psik Reisha. So this is only a Hava Amina in the Gemara. Lemais, the Gemara doesn't hold it like this. Now this is regarding to the argument between the Aruch and the Shari Shonim about P'Psik Reisha V'lo Nichala. Now, regarding to the Melacha of Schita, in our case, he expanded the talk, and he basically bring what the Ran, if you saw the Ran that I asked you, the Ran is basically copying the Aval en perush Rashi b'misuchayta d'nizayta mechuvar adayin lefi shaschita ena av melacha bifne atzma shitchev ala bechol inyan aval mefarekhu v'toladah d'dashu k'schitat zetim v'anavim v'kshe'eno tzarech l'mashkin ha'nischatin eno dume l'dash klal. So he said that Rashi doesn't explain enough because he can't understand that it's going to be dash mideoraita. Because dash mideoraita is when you squeeze the liquid, you need the liquid. In our case, you don't need the liquid, so it doesn't have a definition of disha. So it's very hard to say that it's going to be aso. And then he finished, maybe it's going to be aso midrabanan. Then he brings another pshat in the Aruch, not to explain that the Misuchraita discussed on top. He says maybe Misuchraita has nothing to do with Schita, it's just a problem of Bone, that you want to stick the plug in and you're going to be Mevatelet there, it's going to be part of the barrel, so it's going to be Isur of Bone. And then at the end, he brings Rabbeinu Tam that explain what I just said, the dinim of schita. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, I'm skipping to the last part in the Ramban. You see Rabbeinu Tam, it's page number 4. Still a page number 4, but it's the paragraph before the end. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the tre gavne schita ninu. Chad tolada de melaben, v'chad tolada de dash. When we discuss schita, we always need to think about two melachot. Melaben and dash. So what is the definition of each one of them? Va'udah v'tulada demelaben leite ela bebeget shemitlaben u'bemayim shemelabnim. Two requirements according to the Ramban. When you discuss melechet melaben, you need the fabric to be a fabric that could be mitlaben, could be cleaned. U'bemayim shemelabnim, need to be the liquid that comes in needs to be liquid that can cause cleaning. V'chayavin alav af al pi she'eno tzarech lamashkin. The melacha of schita to clean the fabric, by definition, you don't care about the liquid that's come out. You don't need that requirement because the point is to clean the fabric. So you don't need to have the requirement of needing the liquid. Aval b'yayin v'shemen v'b'shar dvarim leite. You can't clean a fabric with wine. Although we're going to see wine, it's a debate in the kibes b'yayin levusho uvdam anavim suto. So maybe white wine or maybe red fabric with the red wine. But a simple way, yain b'shemen, usually you don't use it to clean fabric. Now, I have a blanket full of wine, and I'm squeezing the wine out of it into a bowl, in this case, I want the liquid that comes out, and I'm going to be over isur dash. Now, he's arguing... We're going to keep this to the end if we're going to have time. So we just got Rabbeinu Tam, two kinds of schita. Schita that has to do with libun, cleaning the fabric. You don't have to knead the liquid that comes out. And we have the schita of dash, that the definition of it is that you want the liquid that comes out. In our case, by Misuch Raita, both of them, if it's on the side, both of them are not there because you're not cleaning the fabric and you squeeze in for nothing. You don't need the liquid that comes out if it goes on the floor, unless you have something on the bottom to collect the liquid.
What does he think the fish is biting the first time?
Who?
Kundaramba. Is water? Is it legal or is it dash?
If it's on top, it's a dash. If it's on top, it's dash.
That's what he thinks the case is.
Now, that's basically what you can see also in the Bet Yosef. The Bet Yosef summarized the Rishonim, page number 7. I'm sure that you saw the Bet Yosef. He bring the Ran, he bring Baal Aruch. And he said that according to the Aruch, the Nisuch Raita should be on top. It's page number 7. The Ran disagree with the Baal Aruch. And since he disagree with the Baal Aruch, and Psik Reish Delo Nichale is also Asur, and the Ramban can say that also. If you hold that Psik Reish Delo Nichale is Asur, so although it's not going to be Deoraita at the side, but it's still going to be Asur mid Rabbanan, even if the Mashke goes Leibud. Although Mashke goes Leibud, but Ramban sounds that it's Mutar Legamre. Maskana of the Ramban, the Mashke Olech Leibud, sounds like it's still Asur mid Rabbanan. He's like Mesupak, but it might be that it's because of Libun mid Rabbanan. It's not 100%. The Ran himself also is not so clear. Lemaise, that the Rabbanan that he discussed, if it's dami le-libun or dami le-dash. But either way, Lemaise, he said, even if you hold it, the version of Mitkaven is, psikah shelo nichal is asum de Rabbanan, it's not so clear that it's because of if you, medagdag in the Lashon, it sounds like the Rabbanan libun, not the Rabbanan dash. Because dash, when you don't need the liquid, it's very hard to say that it's going to be dash. Even in the Rabbanan. The Aruch, the Ramban, and they said it's still Asum in the Rabbanan.
Okay.
Now,
so it's the same thing.
Right.
Same idea.
It's not Mutar Lechatchila. You should know also that's Reb Chaim, a famous Reb Chaim, and it seems like the Tosfot says that in a couple of places that. What is psik reish delo nichale? By definition, when I'm not mitkaven, okay, I don't have a kavana to get this result, right? But I'm chayav. Why? Because it's psik reish, right? Because it's gonna happen for sure. So what if it's gonna happen for sure? I don't have kavana for this. So what are you gonna say? Because it's gonna happen for sure, I can assume that that's what you had in your mind, that's going to happen. But for sure, I don't need the result because I didn't care about the result. So it's going to be... The maximum that you can give it is melacha shenatzicha legufa. When you're mechabe something in order to benefit something else, mechabe taner mipnei achole sheishan. You want the person to go to sleep, so you turn off the fire, the light. You don't benefit from the pecham that you create by the kibui. You get a different benefit. So, in this case, the same. I want to close the chavit. I want to get the benefit of closing the chavit. I don't care about the squeezing. So, even if you're going to consider being mitkaven to be sochet, I don't need the result. So, maximum that you can be mechayev is going to be lachashna tzicha legufa. And you're going to see this circle going around and around in many places. The Reb Chaim does a big thing from this concept in the Rambam, but you can see it here also in the Rishonim. So, and then after the Bet Yosef bring the machloket, he brings the smag v'atruma katvu machloket zo between the aruch and the other rishonim. ודבריהם נוטים לדברי האוסר, והרב מגיד כתבו בפרק א' ולא הכריע. So you already bring like somebody who is not מכריע. ורבנו ירוחם מביאו בחלק י' ובסוף הדברים כתב את זה לשונו, לפי דברי בעל הארוך מה שנהגו שחבית פקוקה, הנקב של הפשטן, וכו' וכו'. ובכל ארצות שעברתי בהם, נוהגים בהם יותר. So I went to many, many countries, and all the countries that I went to, I saw that everyone do it, and everyone rely on the ארוך. So we have like a minhag, sounds like that people rely on the aruch. ומשמע מדברי הקולבו, page number 8, ומשמע מדברי הקולבו, שאפילו לדברי האוסרים, אם הבר זה ארוכה חוץ לנאורת, ואין היד מגעת אל הנאורת, מותר מידי דהווה הספוג שיש לו בית אחיזה. So now the קולבו, he combined the two קולות together. You know what? We have the aruch, that even if you squeeze it directly, it's going to be mutter. And even if you don't hold like the aruch legamre, but the long, if you have a long holding to this plug, the plug is like a bet achiza to the sfog. So we can apply the idea that we saw in the Ravid, that when you have bet achiza, squeezing in and out is nothing. So when we can combine these two opinions, we're safe. And then he brings the machloket that we just saw about two kinds of schita, not machloket, but the differentiation that the Ramban and Rabbeinu Tam are doing between sochet for the liquid that it's going to be dash and sochet for cleaning the fabric that it's going to be melaben. There is a difficulty in the Ramban that the Bet Yosef paid attention to, and if we will have time at the end, I will spend more time on it. That in the Ramban it sounds like there is melaben that has to do with tzovea. Melaben and tzovea are two separate melachot, and the Ramban somehow connected them, and it's not so clear how. So it's a question that Bet Yosef is stay with Tzarichion, and we'll stay with Tzarichion for now. Now, lemaise, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Seif Yudchet, he leaves everything vague, very vague. If you look in the Seif Yudchet, it starts... Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk like that usually. יש מי שמתיר, אף על פי שאפשר שלא ישחוט, והוא שלא יתחתיו כלי, דכיוון שלא נסננה בשחיתתו, אבל פסיק רשע, ומותר, וחלקו עליו, ואמרו אף אגב, זה לא נחלק, כיוון זה פסיק רשע אסור, והעולם נוהגים יותר, ויש ללמד עליהם זכות, דכיוון שהבר זה ארוכה חוץ לנאורת, והנהג מגיע, מותר מדידה והספוג. So the Shulchan Aruch basically bring the two opinion of the Aruch and the other Rishonim, and he says, וחלקו עליו, it sounds like not everyone likes it, but there is a minhag to do it, and there is a limud zchut to be miyash of the minhag, because of what we saw in the Kolbo, that in addition to the opinion of the Aruch, we can add the opinion of the Ravid. That we have two svarot that we can combine together. Now, the Mishnah Berurah seems to understand that this is the case. He says in Seif Katan Nunhei, ויש לגמגם בה. So, יש לגמגם בה, the reason that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't like it, לשני בית האחיזה של ספוג דמעני שאין עליו של מנקינוח באלמה, מה שאין כאן, meaning, we can rely on the Ravid completely, because in the case of the Ravid of Bet, it's not the Ravid himself, meaning we have a machloket about Bet Achiza. The other Rishonim hold that the reason for Bet Achiza is that it's not Psik Reshe, right? That's the shita of the Rambam and Rashi. So we can apply their opinion of Bet Achiza here. It's not going to help us, because here it's a Psik Reshe. על כן ראוי לנהוג שלא יניח הכלי תחתיו ואליך נסחד לאיבוד, ויסמוך על דעה ראשונה דעך, ומכל מקום צריך שיהיה גם כן הבר זה ארוכה, שיהיה תרת לטיבותה. So the combination is between the aruch And the Ravid, that although we're not relying on the Ravid Lechatchila, but since it's a psik reshet delo nichale, and there is a bet achiza, so even if you're going to squeeze, the maximum isur that you're going to get is isur de Rabbanan, right? Because it goes to waste. So even if it's going to squeeze, it's not going to be isur de Oraita. So when we're discussing isur de Rabbanan, you can rely on the shita of the Ravid, that bet achiza is like a kiara. When we discuss squeezing the Rabbanan, you can apply the Ravid. That's what it seems to say in the Mishnah Berurah, that when we're not going to rely on the Ravid in Isur Schita Midoraita, but if we're discussing Schita Midorabanan, because you squeeze on the floor, it's not a Deoraita. In this case, you can apply, you can rely on the Shita of the Ravid. And it's a Lechora Yesod from here, that in Isur Midorabanan, we could rely on the Ravid.
Yeah, but here, it's not just that it's in Sederabanan, it could even point to the Aruch, the Shmuz of the Gamma, right?
Yeah, but we're not relying on... Why do we need the second opinion? To cure the problem, right? What is the problem?
Right, but if you had a case where everyone agreed it was us and Derabanan,
right.
Mishnah Berurah would be in that case?
Right, so, right. I agree with you. It needs to be two Derabanans that first Derabanan is a machloket. Fine. Now, the Chazon Ish here, when I saw the Chazon Ish on this, I was happy on the one hand because he basically seems to explain the shit of the Ravid like I understood. But he argued and he said, "Acha bebarza lo shayach ze." He said the yichud of bet achiza I understand because it's basically miyached the sfog to be like a keara, and the mashkim are not battled towards the sfog. But he said, "Acha bebarza lo shayach ze." So I don't understand the question. I think that it's mamish the same because you have a holding, you have something to hold the sfog with. So why wouldn't it be like bet achiza? I don't understand his question, and I think that it's mamash the case of the Ravid. If any one of you can explain the Chazon Ish to me, I will be happy. Or maybe not, but I don't understand the Chazon Ish. I like the Svara. I think basically what he explained in the beginning, that's exactly what I said in the beginning. Midin bitur, midin disha. You can read it inside after, but lemaisa, I don't because of his question, he says that it has to be the pshat in the Shulchan Aruch that the reason that people are mekel is not because of the Ravid, because the Ravid cannot be applied here. So the reason is that the minag is to be mekel is because of the Aruch. The minag is to be mekel like the Aruch. I don't know. The question is on the Chazon Ish. He argued with the Mishnah Berurah. I disagree with the Mishnah Berurah.
The
Mishnah Berurah
is talking about is the Aruch.
He's arguing with the Mishnah Berurah here. He's explicitly. ויש בדי מקום מצרפין לסניף עד דבר זרוקה, ולכאורה אין זה טעם מובן כלל, די אל מתח זמויל, אלא שלא יסחב ידה ולא חבישת שידוק לא. ומי הוא נראה לכוונת הרב, עד כיוון לספוג, וזה לא שייך פה. ולכן אינו מובן לי שום סניף במשה בר זרוקה, ועל כוכך שנהגו כמו ארוך. So he's arguing with the מגן אברהם, he's arguing with everyone. I don't know. If any one of you can explain it, half of what he said is like very good, the other half I don't... you can take a look in your... on Shabbos, you have someone in Shabbos. Now, I want to apply something very, very important to Lemaise. That's something that all of us probably using and like don't know why. So, wipes. How can we use wipes on Shabbat? Lichora, wipes, when you use them, you're basically squeezing them. They made to be squeezed, basically. They made to be... the liquid going to come out. So there's a couple of svarot here that basically going to wrap all the svarot that we just mentioned and like makes it more interesting and like more lemaise. First of all, you need to look at the fabric that we're talking about. Normally, we're talking about fabrics, and here niyar, paper, or the material that they're being made from, it's not the normal absorbing, let's start talk about paper, just plain paper like a napkin. We have a tshuva of Reb Moshe that you probably know already. Reb Moshe in Or HaChaim Chelek Bet Sif Siman Ayin, he writes that there is no libun by paper. And even if papers absorb a little bit, this type of absorbness is not a normal absorbness that we absorption. It's not a normal absorption that would be qualified to be considered blia mideoraita. So the maximum that we can give paper is like blia besear. The Gemara said that if you have hair that full of oil and you squeeze the oil, it's going to be asum in the Rabbanan. So when the material that absorbs is a low quality material, the squeezing the liquid out is not going to be asur d'oraita. So even if you would argue and you said that the paper does swallow, the swallowing of it is not going to be a highest level of swallowing. So the taking the liquid out, not going to be in a higher level isur. And since we brought it down to the issue of the Rabbanan, squeezing paper is going to be shinui, because nobody squeezes paper, at least a napkin. Normally, you're not going to squeeze paper. So even if you're going to squeeze, it's going to be shinui, shelo kederech, whatever. So when you clean the table with the napkin, even if it's going to squeeze a little bit, you don't have to worry about that. And this is true for napkins. This var is not going to be so good for wipes, because they made to use them this way. So, but at least the concept that the paper is not absorbing in the highest level of absorption, that we could take from this tshuva. So that's the first step, that the absorption of paper or maybe wipes is not so strong. And even if it has some absorption, it's not a highest level of absorption. Now, one mistake that I saw in the dirshu here, unfortunately, that they bring in the name of the Minchat Yitzchak, that he held that wipes can be compared to Sfog Sheyesh Lo Bet Achiza, since they made the wipes in order to transfer the liquid from a place to place. Maybe they have the same din of Sfog Sheyesh Lo Bet Achiza. They're not made to keep the liquid in them. They made just to be taking the liquid out. So maybe we could apply the rule of the Ravid. And the truth is that if you look in the tshuva, the Rav who was asking the question wanted to say that, and then the Minchat Yitzchak says it's not true. Shevet HaLevi that they bring here say something completely different. He brings the tshuva of he brings the opinion of Rashi in Zvachim by Mezalef al Gabei Aishim, that Rashi says the concept that any davar sheno mitkaven, if you could do it in a way that it's going to be not psik reisha, even if you're going to do it in a way that it is going to be psik reisha, since you could have done it in a way that it's not psik reisha, it's mutter. So he said maybe you could apply it here, because when you wipe, not necessarily that it's going to squeeze. So even if you're going to do it with pressure that for sure it's going to squeeze, since you could have done it in a way that it's not going to squeeze, it's going to be okay. So it's metzarefet b'mkom tzorech, maybe for little babies, b'mkom choli, because this shita is not a shita that we would rely lechatchila. So this is the Shevet HaLevi. Lemaisa, it's not so strong. The Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata in Chelek Gimel Perek Yudaled is an interesting svar that we could maybe apply, is that normally when we discuss dash, we discuss the concept that you need the liquid, right? That's the definition of disha, that you need the liquid that comes out. He said, maybe when you don't really see the liquid that comes out, it's evaporate immediately, it's very hard to consider that to be schita for the liquid, because the liquid comes out and disappeared. So it's not really nikar of the mashke, like the concept that we have that when you squeeze into other things that it's absorbed, it's like a schita that doesn't have shem disha. Maybe we could apply that here also. And Lemaise, so I would add to this svara that most of them, I think, have alcohol, and it evaporates like a lot faster than.
So water based might maybe be more of a problem than alcohol.
But I don't see a reason to, because we hold that kvashim v'shalakot sheshatan lememem, so we discuss mayim also. It doesn't need to be zetim v'anavim for sure. The question, why would alcohol be different? So the svara of the Reb Shlomo Zalman might touch that, because alcohol evaporates fast, so maybe you really need to see like liquid in front of you in order to consider that to be mamash dash. So let's summarize like wipes. The reason that I think we could say lemaisa that you could be makel is that normally it's not 100% that it's going to squeeze. So I would say the first suffix is like, where is the liquid come from? From the paper itself or from the liquid on top of the paper? So it's not so clear that every time that you use wipes, you're going to bring liquid from the wipe itself. If it's a very wet wipe, it might be that most of the liquid going to come from the above.
And this,
okay, so good. So that's the basic assumption. And if this is the basic assumption, so if you're using it benachat, not with pressure, so we're just dealing with davar sheno mitkaven ragil, so we don't have a problem to begin with. But even if there is a little bit of a squeeze, we have the svara of Rashi that whenever you could have done it without a psikesha, it's not a psikesha anymore. So little kids, for many purposes, consider a cholesha and busakana, so you could apply it for little kids, like the Shevet Alevi. Now the shita of the Raived, and here is the point, since we can take from the Igos Moshe that the Bli'a in the wipes is at the Rabbanan, the Bli'a in the wipe is not a Deoraita level. So squeezing it out is going to be at the Rabbanan level, and if they're squeezing it out going to be at the Rabbanan, so then we could maybe use the Svara of the Raived, and although the Menchat Yitzchak disagree with that, but he was there. The tshuva that he brings that they didn't like the svara was when they use like muhin. The story was with mohalim, that they used to soak in water, in alcohol, whatever. They used to soak a lot of it in fabrics, and it was mamash balua mideoraita, and then they didn't like the comparison to the raived. But in our case, maybe there is still room to say the shit of the raived, since the bliya itself is a derabanan bliya, and it's not so clear that it's going to come out. So maybe we could apply the raived. But you're saying that since the derabanan here is not a machloket, it's a vaday derabanan, the balua. Okay. So according to your svara, I need to work harder now. Now we still have the svara of the Reb Shlomo Zalman that whenever the liquid that comes out is not nikar, it's doesn't have shem dash. And again, since we brought everything to a derabanan level, that the fabric itself is not a deoraita level, I think all the svarot makes more sense and can get more. Again, I'm miyashev the minhag. It's not that I'm mechadesh, that it's I'm just giving like strength and like trying to be miyashev the minhag that everyone doing. Another svar that I have, I don't know if it's true, that the action of squeezing lichora needs to be an action of putting pressure on something. Wiping, to say that wiping is an action of squeezing, it's a chiddush. And I have a source for that, because the Gemara in Shabbat in Kuf Mem Zayin says that there is a gezeir Hashem ha'ischat. So if you have a towel, you're not allowed to be metaltal at Hashem ha'ischat. But, and even 10 people, they can do it. But if 10 people dry themselves, if they carry it together, they're going to remind each other. Now, if 10 people like dry themselves with one towel, I could assume that the towel is very wet, and just touching it would take some of the liquid out. And it's mutter. So al-kurchach, that just touching a fabric, not with a kavana of squeezing, it doesn't have shem schita on it. It's chaser b'shem ha-melacha. In order to be considered squeezing or doing, you need like an action that would consider. And svog, also, when you squeeze the table, I guess you're doing an action of squeezing. But just doing like a small wiping something. I don't know if it's an action that would be defined like squeezing. So that's another swara that I'm not sure about, but maybe. Now, the last topic for today, everyone who needs to go home can go. I have 5 more minutes to discuss Tzoveh Bo'chalim. That's the end of the Siman. Interesting topic. The Bet Yosef brings it like briefly at the end. He says, in the name of Bali Reim, first, the Shibul Aleket. Shibul Aleket Ketav, שצריך עיון על הקורקום, if you could put it in the food. ולפי דברי בעל הירם, דאמר אין צביעה באוכלין, מותר. וזה לשון בעל הירם, ראוי לכל בישראל שאוכל תות עם אושר פירות עצובים, שיזהר שלא יגע בידיו עצובות בבגדים או במפה, דאבל לתולדת צובע. ואם כן, יצא דם מן המכה, אסור לתת עליה בגד, אבל אם צובע פיתו במשקי הפירות לית ללמד, אין צביעה באוכלין. So the Reim say, seems to differentiate between food and other items. That if you're going to touch with your dirty fingers in a garment or clothing, you're going to have a problem of tzoveh. But there is no problem if you dip your bread in wine or you want to color your food, that's fine. So it seems like the differentiation that he does is between food and items that are normally being painted or colored. דרכי מוישה writes, ושמעתי מאבא מורי ששמע מהרב רבי אברהם מינץ, דאסור ליתן יין אדום לתוך יין לבן בשבת משום צובע. So the מהרב מינץ, he heard a שמוע from the מהרב מינץ that you're not allowed to pour red wine into white wine because of צובע. But he says, אבל לפי דברי בעל הירם, דאין צביעה באוכלים, נראה דגם זה שערי. So he understood in the Yireim that there is no Tzviah Bo'chalin at all. And he brings a Gaya, another Gaya for the Yireim, from the Siman that we learned like recently. Do you remember the Gemara with Beitza Letoch HaChardal? She'no notnim ela legaven. So legaven, you want the yolk to go into the Chardal and makes it more yellow. So you see that although you have a Kavana to color the mustard, it's fine. See, not only that when randomly the food is being colored, it's fine. Even when you have a kavana, like wine, that you want the wine to be red because you want to do a mitzvah meuderek, we're close to Pesach, there is an Indian to have red wine, al tirei yain ki itadam. So you want the white wine to be red, so you have a kavana for the color, and it still should be mutar because of this source. The Chacham Tzvi, Siman Tzadik Bet, he is the one who mechazek this approach, and says that you're allowed to pour the red wine into the white wine. ולא חיישין השמיים נצבעים ונעשים אדומים, אלא על כוחה לא שייך צביעה בדבר מאכל ומשקה, אף שאין ספק שהיא מצבבה במי קורקום חייו. So he's mechazek this shita of the Darkei Moshe basically and the against the Mahara Mintz, and he allows you to even have a kavana to change the color of the food. The Pri Megadim says it also in Sif Katan Kafhei in the Eshel Avraham, and he brings the Darkei Moshe. And then he raised the suffix, if you want to make yash, you want to make it like colorful for the konim, for the people to buy it. So why would it be different than red and white wine? He says the Gemara in Shabbat, in Daf Ayinei Amud Bet, tells you that opinion of Rav was that if you shecht, you chayav mishum tzoveh. Why? Because when you shecht, you want the blood to paint the bet hashchita, and people are going to see that it's fresh, and they're going to come and buy. So we don't hold like Rav Lemaise, but should be maybe asur midrabanan. And the suffix of the Pri Megadim is basically this. He's saying like, here you want it for people to buy it. So it's not like a need that you have for the food. You don't want the food to be colorful. You want like a benefit, like a monetary benefit. It's maybe it would be considered tzoveh. And then you bring the Chacham Tzvi. He disagrees with his source, but Lemaise he seems to be maker. He brings at the end the Shita Mekubetzet in Betza, Mashma Bepshitut, like the Yireim and like the Chacham Tzvi, that there is no Isur of Tzoveh Beochalin. The Nishmat Adam, the main problem that Nishmat Adam had with the Yireim is the Gemara that I said from Shochet. And he said that the Yireim himself doesn't say in Tzviah Beochalim. He just said that there is no Tzviah if it's Shelo Kederech. But if it's Kederech, then there is Tzviah. So he said that the Gemara in Ein Hei that discussed Shochet, if it's Kederech, should be Tzoveh also. So how can you be Meikel? He's basically arguing with the Gemara. Now the Biur Halacha bring that the question of the Nishmat Adam is not so strong, because the Shibbulei Leket writes that the Tzoveh that Rav was discussing in Shabbat was not that the basar, not the meat going to get red, that the skin going to get red. The skin is something that normally would be painted. So, in Achinami, and Tzviah Bochalin, and the reason that Rav was Mechayev, because you want the skin of the animal to get red, and the skin is an item that would be capable of painting on Tzoveh. So Lemaise, since the main source of the Chashash of the Nishmat Adam is not there anymore, it's a Chumrah to be Machmir, if somebody wants to be Machmir. But Lemaise, the Poskim says that En Tzoveh Bochalin. That's the basics. If you want to be Machmir, you can be Machmir. But Lemaise, En Tzoveh Bochalin, even when you have a kavana to change the color, like wine, you could make your wine red, you could make your tea, even if you pour the essence into the water, you could basically have a kavana even to paint. I have to mention that in the toilet, some people have, this is a little bit more difficult, although the water are ochel, but they're not roi l'achila so much, and the color that comes into it is also not roi l'achila. So you should still use what we learned in the beginning of the Siman Psik Reshet Lo Nichale B'Derabanan B'Deoraita. You should like discuss that, and there is still poskim hormatiret. But if it's your own house, I would recommend to take it out on Shabbos. If it's somewhere that you got into, you have who to rely on. A couple of tzerufim. That's not the topic of today. We can discuss that in a different time. Just funny to see it. Yeah.
So the aspect of that it has to last, like the Sofeya has to last,
Yeah.
The whole Kalin and the Gantor toilet, it's not left, like it goes away in 30 seconds, you know.
It does not.